epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart. We're here.
Finally got everybody back together. Curtis back, Courtney back, coming up at 7:20. They said it, a quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend in sports. This is Bill from Providence, Rhode Island. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
What's going on?
Welcome back, Curtis. Welcome back, Courtney.
Thanks, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Courtney, I follow you on Instagram, and I got all 723 posts from your vacation.
Thank you for interacting. I hope you liked, commented, subscribed.
I think that there was a mistake, though, on your link to the hotel in Limerick. I clicked on book a room, and the cheapest room at that hotel for one night was $1,850. Mm. I don't think that's right, is it?
Well, it comes with continental breakfast, though, so...
It's free bacon and free eggs.
It's worth it.
Yeah. 1800.
Hey, guys. Woo. Come with me on my trip to Ireland.
Ah. I didn't post the link to the hotel.
You can't be doing that.
Bill went and found that on his own.
It was 2,000 a night?
Okay. It's where the Ryder Cup is in 2027, so I think prices are just a bit up.
Yeah, they're probably cranking the prices up because of the Ryder Cup.
I don't
For an event that's in 2 years.
It was $17.99.
We got it for a discount.
Lincoln bio.
By the way, you have not lived until you see Americans attack a big breakfast buffet at a hotel. Holy cow.
Well, it's the most important meal of the day.
Yes. It is.
That's why you eat bacon.
I'll tell you.
All right. Wiggy, your lead this morning?
All right. So, Red Sox, I will say this. This first series out the gate, epic fail, because you cannot lose the momentum that you gained prior to the All-Star game where you are sucking fans back in and the expectations are now like, all right, we think that you're a good baseball team. We think that you can really make a push and be a legitimate World Series contender, and then you come out the gate and you give us what you give us. So I will give you a pass on Chicago because the pitching, other than Giolito's first inning, was relatively good. Your bats just were nowhere to be found, and maybe that's just something. Maybe it's going to take, you know, one series to kind of knock some of the rust off. But you're in a position now.
Why is Connor Wong still in the batting order for this baseball team? Curtis, can you tell me that?
No, I honestly think that Scheim might give you a better shot at the plate.
Thank you.
I don't understand it. And that's an Alex Cora thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, I mean, does he synthesize the data? I don't know.
But I believe it might have been Brooksy who said it. I was listening to. They don't want to wear out Narváez, right, behind the plate. Okay. So that becomes part of the issue when you're talking about the catcher, you know, where you don't want to potentially wear him out.
What a trade that was with Mookie Betts. Like, unbelievable. Connor Wong was one of the parts of that thing, and he can't hit worth a damn.
But if you're the Red Sox, you do not want to lose this momentum. For me personally, you have to win this series, because if you don't win this series, I think a lot of that momentum that you got prior to the All-Star game is going to go out the window.
Okay. All right, Wiggy. Thank you very much.
You got it, brother.
Scheim, I need a douche move ruling, please, if I could.
And now, another episode of Douche Move.
Ha, what a douche. I hate doing this to somebody on this show, but a friend, a very good friend, has asked me that I get a ruling on a douche move.
Please don't be me.
And I will, I'll explain the situation to you. So, long distance flight, 7-hour flight, and apparently upon checking into, this is an overseas flight, and you are, you're going on it with your spouse. And on the flight home.
Oh, he better not have.
Thank God. I thought this was me. Good.
On the flight home, when you are checking in and the two of you have been booked and seated together in economy, one person is upgraded to Comfort Plus alone and given the opportunity to accept or decline that. And the person accepted the upgrade by themselves and left their spouse sitting in economy for 7 hours.
Damn.
And he just spent $2,000 a night at the Limerick.
We both paid.
Wow.
And apparently during the flight, that it's clear who it is, obviously, my good friend Santo. Apparently during the flight, his new random seatmate had a night terror.
Oh.
Which caused him to wake up violently and spill his drink directly onto Santo's lap.
Wow.
So, I would just ask you to rule on that when it comes to a douche move. If you are, how do you not sit with your husband?
Can I clarify?
One second, Courtney. I would like to speak for men for 1 second. I am adjacent. I'm male adjacent, but I feel I can talk here. So, if Santo did this, the exact same series of events, they would be divorced.
Yes. Right.
That is king or queen douche at its best.
Okay. First of all.
It is?
What?
First of all.
I would never in a million years, A, do that to my wife, and B, she would never in a million years do that to me.
Do it to you?
Yeah, because that's just like purely like.
He has global entry, and he leaves me all the time. So, also, they don't
That's
have,
different. You're standing in a line, not on a plane for 7 hours.
I'm just saying. And then they don't ask you at... So, he's being a little bit fraudulent. They don't ask you when you're checking in, would you like to upgrade? They just do it on the app. All of a sudden, you look on the app, and you're upgraded. I swear.
I don't know.
There's
that
no
true?
Way, because some people wouldn't want to separate if they're on the same... If it's a different reservation,
Curtis,
you're right.
Like a parent with a child.
It was separate reservations.
Okay, then that can happen.
Okay, so I got upgraded. I just happened on the app. I tell him about it. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, oh, I'll probably not even have anybody next to me. Ha, ha, ha. Then I spend the next 2 hours calling Delta, trying to talk to people at the desk, sending messages, trying to get him upgraded as well. Oh. I have the status with Delta. He does not.
Jeez, oh, he doesn't have the status. Oh.
So
not my fault.
So why not?
Sweet brag, bro.
So why not?
I have the credit card for Delta.
Right.
So I get the status. I tried to get him up. I tried to get him brought up literally for 2 hours. Then we get on the plane. I get a flight attendant. I'm like, I see there's two seats next to each other in premium select, which is one more step up. Can you just move my husband and I there? I'll pay. She said, no, we can't do it. We're already boarded. So
why not just say to the person, guy or gal, whoever has the night terrors, hey, would you switch with me? I'll give you my economy, whatever it is, upgraded economy seat.
That's nuts.
What?
Oh, it's nuts because you got it for free?
Wait. So, Courtney, you want Santo to give up his status with global entry, which is just the distance between check-in and the gate, but you don't want to give up premium economy.
No, I don't want him to give it up. I'm just saying he leaves me, so I left him.
Just entering the airport. Yeah, you're not going to have some rando.
Sometimes it's longer than that, Chris.
But it was a 7-hour
flight. I can't believe he did this. Wow. Day one, he knew how nervous I was coming back. And to send this text, unbelievable.
That is so grimy. Yo, you are grimy as they come. Here's what I would say. You know why I would say she's grimy? Here's why I would say this. Knock on wood. God forbid the plane was going down.
Yeah. He would have had to hold hands with the dude next to him who has the night terrors.
Right. Like, and he definitely had bad breath.
Yo, that is so... That is griminess at its best.
What?
What do you mean, what? Would you do that if you're... Let's say you had a 15-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
15, yeah.
So you would say, hey, I'm going to sit up here in first class, you know, Courtney whatever, or, you know, Carl Jr.
I can't believe it.
You would leave your kid.
15 years old? Yeah.
Courtney, that is grinding.
Can you at least grant us, if Santo did this to
I'd
you?
Kill him.
You'd kill him.
I'd kill
so
him.
Then why don't you see it that way?
I would kill him.
But didn't you want to, all kidding aside, like, didn't you want to be able to talk to your person right. on the 7-hour flight? Like, I would want to be there.
Right.
Next no, we were like sleeping, and I was watching a movie.
When they gave you the warm towel to rub over your face when you were done with it, did you at least throw it back to economy so he could use it?
I didn't get put in first class, and he's in the back of the plane. Like, we were four rows separated.
Okay.
I just had a little bit of the benefit.
What was the benefit of
economy? I had more leg room.
Oh.
He's taller.
Yeah. Yo.
He can sleep anywhere, though.
That is griminess at its best.
Okay, oh, my God. So if any of your women,
it's not even a douche move. It's a grimy move. Yo, I can't believe you did this.
So we are, it's a douche move.
What?
Is there any, there's no debate on
no,
it.
No, no,
right?
Put the crown 100%. On here. She's queen douche.
Oh, my.
The fact that she would, I give you props.
Sean, you would do this, or you would let Lauren do this.
No, absolutely not.
Damn it.
I'll give you the
We flew back from London, we said, we're like, oh, we want to upgrade. So we upgraded before, like 3 days before the flight, and got two seats together.
I give you credit that at least you're standing on business saying you would do it, whether it was your 15-year-old son or daughter or Santo.
Yeah.
So you're grimy all the way around. At least you're living to that.
If my child was like 10, I wouldn't leave them. But if they're 15, they could fly alone.
Jesus.
Courtney, an international flight, you're not leaving your 15-year-old on the plane.
Curtis, 15?
Wow. You're not leaving young Quattro by
himself. 15-year-olds are having
sex.
Yeah.
Courtney,
like, they can sit alone for 7 hours.
Courtney, you follow all these true crime documentaries. You would not leave
Nothing's
your daughter alone.
Nothing's happening on the plane.
Well, I mean, you keep it, Courtney.
Like,
now that's a DB Cooper.
Yeah.
Right.
What if you were flying?
DB Courtney.
What if you were flying back with somebody who needed a kidney transplant, and you would push them onto the plane in the wheelchair? Would you then leave them back in economy so you
depends
can get the
how they were feeling?
you know what I hey, listen, Craig. You know what I would have loved for Santo? I would have loved that there was a smoke show sitting next to him, because I guarantee you, Courtney would have been like, she would have not gave up that seat if there was like this smoking hot.
The seat change happened before we got on the flight. We thought that he was going to have the seat next to him alone.
But you could have just switched with the if that was a smoke show sitting next to him.
Everyone's fraudulent. If you get upgraded, you're taking the upgrade.
You think everybody takes it? Okay.
No way.
100%.
No way.
Santo, I have three almonds I didn't get to in the hot nut platter they
there's
brought
no,
out.
We got the same meal service, Santo.
To move up four rows? No.
No way.
There's, same meal service.
There's no way I'm leaving my wife or she's going to leave me when we're supposed
to
be.
Well, you guys don't like to fly.
Well, she doesn't mind flying.
So, but you don't like to fly.
But
if Santo was a nervous flyer, maybe I'd stay with him.
It is. There's,
maybe.
It's a 7-hour flight. So yeah. I will say the leg room is valuable.
It's important. Yeah.
And who would it benefit more?
Him.
Yeah. The guy who's 6'2 or whatever.
And not to take a pressure off of Courtney here, but
we all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart. We're here.
Shime's been against babies on planes. That's one of his big platforms.
It is. You're right.
I felt
so awful. I stand
10
toes down.
I was not in first class flying at any point in this trip. The flight home, 10 hours from Honolulu to Boston. A baby cried, I kid you not, the entire flight.
Ooh, that's going to stink.
That is, it's tough.
And it was, and the baby was in first class, and it got me wondering. Could you set a rule where if there was a baby in first class, you get booted if the baby can't stop crying?
All babies have to be at the very back of the plane.
Can't do it, man. Can't do it,
that's
Curtis.
Crazy.
You know what it's
a
like.
A flight from Hawaii back, mm-hmm. first class, that's a pricey ticket to then have a baby crying the entire
right.
time.
I love how Courtney's now Brittany Griner. She's like, I need a delay room. Like, she's 6'6". She's 5'5". At best, any seat on an airplane, she's going to sit comfortably.
He was in the aisle. I think he had plenty of room.
Yo, that okay. is.
I think.
All right.
I went back and saw
you
would
know.
Oh, that's even worse when you walk when you slum it
well,
back.
Well, I was going to the bathroom, so I stopped.
And he was next to the bathroom?
Damn.
Courtney.
Red flag, Santo.
Oh, be quiet.
It's true, Courtney.
You are the biggest diva of us all.
No, but I would not leave my wife. Yeah. I can guarantee
all right.
you that.
Well, those are our leads. We are going to get to They Said It next, and that is a quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend, including what one British Open participant says Keegan Bradley left in some of the fellas' lockers over the weekend. So that is coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox dropped 2 out of 3 to the Cubs over the weekend. They avoid the sweep yesterday with a 6-1 win. Garrett Crochet went 6 innings, giving up a run on 8 hits while striking out 5. Willie Abreu had a 2-run homer to get the Sox up 2-1 in the 7th and followed that up with a solo homer in the 8th, while Alex Bregman had a pinch hit 3-run homer to get the Sox to 5-1 in the 8th. The Sox now in Philly, 6:45 first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. You know what's even worse the more I'm thinking about this? Is like, I was thinking when you started saying douche move, I'm like, oh, well, I don't think it's me. I didn't do anything. He didn't bring it up once. Did not even like
really?
Blink it. No.
Didn't even never mention
nope,
it to you.
Not once.
Acted like it was fine.
Acted yeah. like it was. It was so normal.
Standard operating procedure. Like one of us gets upgraded, it's fine.
It's like, oh, of course.
Well, that was probably until the guy to his right that replaced you booted into his lap next to the bathroom.
Well, yes.
And
no.
it was probably being nice. Like, you know, I don't want to say anything. But deep down, because I know this is going to cause an argument.
But the fact that he waited till this very Damn. Moment and then said, now I'm going to get her.
You left him. Wow.
Scotty Scheffler takes the Open Championship, finishing 17-under overall at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. Scheffler wrapped his final round with a 68.
Can I ask if God forbid, he were to get a terminal illness, would you stay with him?
No.
No.
Yeah.
If Santo couldn't wipe his butt, Courtney'd be like, yo, I'm out of here.
Yes, I would. I would help him. I would help him.
Stop your lying. You wouldn't even sit next to him.
Because
imagine if he lost both
healthy.
Of his legs.
He's perfectly
right.
healthy.
Right.
He's a 35-year-old grown man,
wow.
and I got upgraded and
wow.
he didn't.
Wow. I feel bad for that
you
brother.
You have the status, as
I
you said earlier.
I have the status. He
you
has
have.
The status for other stuff. Delta is mine. Keep climbing.
And sickness and health.
Yeah. Visit the 99 restaurant Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the crispy fried twin catch with North Atlantic cod and crispy shrimp, just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. They Said It coming up next.